German Chancellor Angela Merkel spoke at a youth conference this past weekend, and most of her remarks will be completely forgotten, except for these 30 seconds or so.
Und wir sind ein Land, das im Übrigen Anfang der 60er Jahre die Gastarbeiter nach Deutschland geholt hat.
That's the chancellor saying that the melting pot in her country hasn't worked, that the plan to bring in workers from Turkey has backfired.
And Germany isn't alone. The Swiss voted to ban minarets. Some Europeans are offering money to Africans to return home. And obviously, we have a few immigration problems of our own.
Immigrants facing issues no matter what side of the pond they're on.
It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. This morning, it's Tuesday, October 19th. Stirring the melting pot in Germany, they're having some difficulty. We're going to talk more about this idea of multiculturalism later on this hour.
Melting pot's boiling over all over the place. Let's get a look at the top news this morning. In Russia, heavily armed gunmen stormed the parliament in Chechnya this morning, killing at least three people and wounding a dozen more. Joining us now from Moscow is Michael Schwartz, correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
As I understand... Go ahead.
We know at least three gunmen now burst into Chechnya's parliament this morning, killing at least three people and wounding more than a dozen others. The militants now have also been killed in a particularly brazen attack on the parliament building, which is a higher value target than normal.
Can we assume they were separatists, and did they make any demands?
They didn't make any demands, and so far no one yet has taken responsibility. But separatists from a simmering insurgent movement do often commit such acts of violence in Chechnya.
Okay, New York Times correspondent Michael Schwartz, thanks so much for joining us.
New information this morning on those 2008 terror attacks in Mumbai, India. David Headlee, the U.S. citizen accused of scouting locations for the attack, says Pakistan's intelligence agency was deeply involved in the planning of the assault. He claims they functioned as reconnaissance missions. They funded his reconnaissance missions. This comes as the U.S. is putting final touches on a new aid package to Pakistan. Along with the $7 billion of non-military aid, the New York Times reports the U.S. is expected to increase its sale of military equipment and allow Pakistani military officers to train at U.S. war colleges. The aid is expected to be announced this week when Pakistani officials are in Washington for high-level talks. The federal judge, who declared the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy unconstitutional, is expected to reject the government's request to stay her decision while the case is appealed. She says the government has failed to provide sufficient proof that her injunction halting the policy banning gays from serving openly would cause irreparable harm. And Bank of America plans to resume foreclosures in 23 states next week. GMAC Mortgage is expected to follow suit after all those problems with paperwork. Asian and European markets are up this morning. Futures are mixed for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,143, solidly above 11,000, but things are starting to weaken. The S&P opens at 1,184, and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2480. Coming up this morning, yesterday's conversation on America's poor continues with you. Listeners told us how poverty is perpetuated. We're also going to talk live with one listener who tells us how he got in and out of poverty. Sociologists had the floor yesterday. You have it this morning. Also, is multiculturalism dead? That's what German Chancellor Angela Merkel said. But is that the reality throughout Europe? Is there a difficulty in melting the pot in places like Europe? What about in the United States? We'll talk in a half hour.
Well, it was actually kind of confusing what the German chancellor said, because she said multiculturalism didn't work, but we have to keep trying.
Yeah, well, and it's also the circumstances of how people come to places like Germany and Denmark is different from country to country, and certainly it's a very different narrative than in the United States.
It absolutely is, but there's problems no matter what the policy is. First, coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have a conversation about what's turning out to be a bit of the wild, wild west as we lead into the midterm elections. Asians mistaken for a crowd of Latinos, I should say, mistaken for Asians, not colorblind. Politics, a look at the strange statement made by Senate candidate Sharon Angle and other kooky stuff from the campaign.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.